Hello and welcome to the Racing Postcast, proudly sponsored by Unibet. It is our last show of 2025, but we're going to finish on a high, looking at all the racing to come in 2026, including Cheltenham's New Year's Day card. Four races we'll be looking at detail there. Two races at Musselburgh, and also looking ahead to next Saturday, or this Saturday coming, which is Unibet's brilliant card featuring that all-important veterans final. So many familiar names. There's so much good racing to get through, but before we look forward, we have got to look back. We had all the brilliant King George on Boxing Day, some top-class racing in Ireland, the Welsh Grand National, the Challow Novices Hurdle. Let's just have a look back at some of the action we've seen. We're just about getting our breath back. Harry, what is your key takeout from the Christmas period?
Yeah, hi, James. I think Nicky Henderson is going to win the Champion Hurdle. It may not be Constitution Hill, who, God knows who, what we're going to do with him, but so Gino looked brilliant, to be fair, for a horse who hasn't been seen for almost a year. And I thought he actually did a lot wrong in the race. Like, he tanked through it from the front, probably not ideal to how you'd like to see Sergino run. But to see off Golden Ace in the manner that he did was a real statement. I know we saw Lossy Mouth and Brighter Days Ahead fight it out at Leopardstown, and that was a really good race. Whether Brighter Days Ahead could have had a bit more use made of her, I think Lossy Mouth got first run, and I think that sealed the deal. But I think of all the Christmas action, I think Sergino laid down the best claim for the Champion Hurdle.
Yeah, Unibet Champion Hurdle 6-4 favourite now. Sergino Lossy Mouth 3-1, as Harry mentions. Constitution Hill, he's 14-1 with the sponsors. Who knows? That's definitely one of the most exciting talking points going into 2026, isn't it? The Constitution Hill conundrum. Johnny, you obviously focus particularly on Ireland. Is that where your takeout's from?
It will be, yeah. And obviously, there's any number of performances you can look at. The JP McManus horse in the juvenile hurdle race on Boxing Day looked very, very quick, and I couldn't completely understand why he's now favourite for the Triumph Hurdle. But I think the bigger takeaway is he had Final Demand winning over at Limerick. But Cocktail Divan for Henry de Bromhead at Leopardstown over 2.5 miles, won by 20 lengths over another Willie Mullins horse, looks likely to probably end up going to Cheltenham. And if they do go there, you'd imagine it'll be in the Brown Advisory. This race has previously been won by Factor File, Galloping Deschamps, Gentleman's Game. You know, it's clearly a race that trainers look out for every single season. It's a race to follow normally. And I can see him having a very good season as a novice chaser, and if not beyond that.
Okay, well, we obviously had the big shock in the Brown Advisory last year. He's 20-1 anti-post odds, so potentially a bit of value against Final Demand, who was as well one of the big highlights of the Christmas period. But from looking backwards to looking forwards, it's New Year's Day at Cheltenham. We're going to start at one of the great days of the season, even if I'm a little bit biased. And we're going to start with the 125 at Cheltenham. This is the Betfair Handicap Chase. Lots of familiar names in this one. And as always, a competitive Cheltenham handicap to kick things off. Just have a quick spin through the betting market as it stands at the time of recording here on Tuesday afternoon. And your favourite at 7-2 is Hercules Westwood and Katate Dore for the informed Sam Thomas team. Jasmine de Grugy for Antony Bull at 11-2. Does He Know? We know all about him. Is 6-1. New Order 15-2. Accello 8-1. Inch House 8-1. And 9-1 is the rank outsider Shannon Royal. And what we should say is you may be realizing there is no Ed Nicholson or Brett Williams. And I'm going to be stepping in for those guys today, telling you about all the offers from Unibet, including this race itself. This is the top industry price every runner. So the best price, where else to look than this race indeed. So we're going to get the best price, lads. But are you going to find us a winner? Johnny, kick us off with the 125 at Cheltenham.
Yeah, it looks a bit of a competitive, little bit of a tricky race. You can make a case for a lot in the field. It does, you know, still going good guns at the age of 11, which is always good to see. Katare Dore obviously was well fancied at Newbury, didn't quite pull off, but didn't run badly, only coming 14 lengths behind him, was one of the hottest handicap chasers of the year. But I'm going to look a little bit further down the betting, and it's going to be the Charlie Longston horse, New Order. And he's, you know, he won a couple of races, then had a break. Didn't run very well on reappearance in November. And last time at Sandown, he finished just ahead behind Welcome to Ketchery's in a race there. And you look at that form, the fourth of that race actually finished second behind King's Threshold at Newbury yesterday. So it's looking like it's working out well. He only went up £3 with just finishing just a head behind. And provided he turns up in the same form, I'd expect him to run another big race here and can definitely pay each way here.
Okay, Johnny has true faith in his selection at 15-2. Harry, what are you thinking?
Well, I was a big fan of Catarse Dora. He was my anti-post selection for the Corrigal Cup, as it's now called. And to be fair, I don't think he was helped by the start. He was really wide, and obviously we know what a mess the start was, and he ended up about second last in a race where the first three were basically the first three throughout. So I think you can upgrade that run. But to be fair, he didn't impress me as much as I was hoping he would. And I'm not really sure that Cheltenham is the right track for him. So I'm actually going to desert him, and I'm going to go for the outside of the whole field, Shannon Royal. This is a horse who showed lots of good form in beginners' chases at the start of last season for Gordon Elliott, and he sort of lost the plot a bit. His form tailed off massively. But he's since joined Ian Donoghue. And I thought there was a lot of promise in his return at Punchdown last time. He was being scrubbed along for a long way and then got a massive bump, and it sort of ended his race. It's the sort of horse that you expect Sean Bowen to get the best out of. You know he's not going to give up on him, and this extra emphasis on stamina, if he gets him into a good rhythm from the front, I think he could outrun his odds.
Yeah, 9-1 outsider. As we mentioned, Shannon Royal is Harry Wilson's selection. And we'll move on to the second race we're looking at. This is the 2 o'clock at Cheltenham, the Betfair Exchange Betfair Exchange Handicap Chase. And at the top of the betting here, over 2.5 miles, is Glenn Gooley, of course, winner of the December Gold Cup last month, or earlier in the season, depends when you're watching, just over land at 9-2. Twin Jets for Paul Nichols after that fantastic day in the Challow has Twin Jets. He's 11-2. Jungle Boogie for Venetia Williams and Risk in the Ground at 7-1, along with Il Redotto. We knew how much he loves it around Cheltenham. Grunderdam at 10s, Mundo Orange 11s, and Matata at 14-1. Harry, kick us off.
Yeah, I'm going to side with Risk in the Ground in this one, James. He used another one he ran in the Coral Gold Cup, and he finished 9th. He travelled really well that day, but I just don't think he stayed. Dropping back in trips is going to be a massive help to him. I think he's been a bit underestimated for his defeat of Blue King De Rue in his reappearance. Like 2.5 mile round Newton Abbott is sharp enough, and Blue King De Rue obviously rated £12 higher than him, but was in receipt of £12. That's a massive effort on a reappearance, and Risking the Ground won over this course and distance in April. There's every chance he might be a touch high in the handicap, but he should get a nice toe into this race behind Glenn Gooley and might just outrun his odds.
Okay, so that is Risk in the Ground for that Skelton team at 7-1 for Harry. And what about you, Johnny?
Yeah, I thought it was a particularly irritating race from a personal perspective, because there's a couple of horses in here which I've had sort of quite a liking to in the past, and I'm just not sure they're quite up to it anymore. That being said, I'm probably going to give them another chance here. And so I actually quite like two here. One of the first one will be the Nigel and Willie Twist and Davis trained Matata. Up in trip here, which is, it's not necessarily a good thing, but I need to try something different. It's not working over 2 miles at the minute. Obviously, over 2.5 in the past hasn't quite worked out, but you know, he's come down a bit in the weights. He's in a handicap. He's against, in theory, lesser opposition than he has been in the past. And he can run a good race for them on decent ground. And the other one will be, now with Venetia Williams, Jungle Boogie. I thought he'd place in the Ryanair last year, but he'd end up pulled up. Didn't happen. Before that, one on reappearance at Ascot, running a huge race. And he's got some very good form in the Gold Cup at Cheltenham, what, a year and a half ago, a bit longer than that, in 2024. He ran a big race, was going as well as anything until making a mistake. I think it was 3 out. He's got good form before that. He's clearly been a bit fragile, but on his day, he's very good. And I still expect, he's 12 now, but he's not had much racing. So I wouldn't be overly concerned by that. So I'd be happy to have small plays on the pair of them against some of the more well-fancied ones in the field here.
Thank you very much, Johnny. Yeah, Jungle Boogie, he's a smart horse on his day. Will he show up at Cheltenham? We'll have to wait and see. We'll move on to another really classy race. This is the 2:35 at Cheltenham, the Dornan Engineering Relkeel Hurdle, where Cabral de Mafan, such a good winner at Haydock last time, is he potentially going to be a stayers hurdle contender this season? Well, we're going to find out a lot more, because he is the 8-15 favourite for Team Skelton Cabral de Mafan. Lucky Place at 9-2. Jinko Blue 9-1. Two runners there from Nicky Henderson. Gal Road is 11-1. The Real Whacker 14-1. And Camden as the outsider at 33-1. And just before I get your selections, I should say that this race is one of the Unibet Super Boosts, as is our last race at 2 o'clock, which I missed. So this is a Super Boost race. So do make sure to check out those when looking at your weekend or weekday selection, I should say. Harry, does Cabral de Mafan win? And is he a legitimate contender in the Stairs Hurdle?
Yeah, it's a really interesting horse, really, James, to be honest. Like, he placed a lot, probably disappointing a few people on a lot of occasions last season, placing in a few graded handicaps. But he looked like he did appreciate the step up in trip and winning at Haydock. Obviously, very impressive 12-length win. The second came out and won at Newbury on Monday, so the form looks solid enough. Whether he deserves to be 8-15 for a race like this, I'm not convinced about it yet. Seeing as you got last year's first and second Lucky Place in Gower Road, I know they're conceding £6 to Cabral de Mafan, but he hasn't really achieved what they've achieved so far. Obviously, he's the most exciting one. I think he's priced up on potential rather than form. If it was, I couldn't back him at that price at the minute. If I was going to back one, it'd be Lucky Place coming back over hurdles after a couple of disappointing runs over fences. Just because he loves Cheltenham, you know he's going to stay this trip really well. And if there are any concerns about Cabral de Mafan, he will expose them. I wouldn't have the Stairs Hurdle on my radar at the minute, just because he's so unproven, or even at 2 mile four, let alone 3 mile. But he could well end up being the best of these.
Yeah, I think Harriet says quite a lot about the standard of this sort of division, that a horse has won a handicap, albeit very, very well, and is suddenly sort of thrown into the mix as a potential grade one horse. So who knows? We'll find out more about, and potentially a lot more improvement to come, but who knows what will happen. But Harry is sort of sticking with Lucky Place, last year's winner at 9-2. Do you agree or disagree, Johnny?
I wouldn't be backing Lucky Place here either, to be honest. But, well, no, Harriet, but I wouldn't. It's a tricky one. The Skeletons and me, and sort of short price and odds on, don't have the best of history of late, as you may remember from Doncaster quite recently. But I don't see, he just looks a lot better than the rest of these. I mean, that run at Haydock was seriously impressive. The second's not a bad horse, and he proved that, was it yesterday, when he went, or two, whenever it was, and he went and won at, where did he win? Newbury? No, Haydock, I can't remember.
Newbury, yeah, and a Sean, yeah.
And the Chapman won. And Cabral de Mafan looked absolutely miles better than in that day, the Haydock. And there's so much improvement left there. I really don't see what in here is going to be. Obviously, he might not run his race, and I'm not going to be backing odds on for reasons I've said. I couldn't be backing something against him.
Okay, so just about in favour of a favourite, potentially just a race to watch for you, Johnny, more than get involved with. But that might not be the case in the 3-10, the last race at Cheltenham we will look at, and then just to spin through the rest of the action. If you will, please, the best odds on the Betfair Exchange Handicap Hurdle is our 3-10, where it is Ace of Spades at the top of a betting at 2-1. For the Skelton team, Ashantu, winner at the track earlier this season, he's 3-1 for Emma Lavelle. Double Powerful at 4-1, a bit of money for him in the Unibet market. Spike Jones, 17-2. Harbour Lake, 10-1, along with Pike Road. And Love of Namor for Robbie Lennon, who had the good winner at Chepstow on Welsh Grand National Day. He is 12-1 outsider. And Johnny, who's your selection here?
My selection is going to be the aforementioned Love of Namor for Robbie Llewellyn. If he was with a different trainer, he'd be a shorter price than he is. I mean, I know that's a bit of a cliche to say, but you see it all the time. The horse won last time, won pretty well. It's gone up 5 for it, and he only won a neck. But it was a good win at Chepstow. He's got some good form in at Chepstow previously, and you know, Cheltenham is a different test, but they're left-handed, they're both a bit undulating, so I could see that working in his favour as well. Robbie Llewellyn has had a great time of things at the minute. You know, he's had, his last 5 runners have all been in the first 3, even, you know, one of them was second before, but still in the first 3, and the other one came 4th, the 6 runners, and the trainer's flying. the horse should run well. Different trainer would be probably half the price he is. Annoyingly, there's only seven in the race because I'd rather eight for an each way point of view. But I see him running a huge race. Tempted to go on the and back in three places if that's a possibility. But each way, I'm still tempted by two places and I'll probably bet on win as well. I think he's got a really good chance here.
Love of Namor, a strong fancy there from Johnny. He's the rank outsider at 12-1. Could be value, though. What's your selection here, Harry?
Yeah, I might have been against the last Skelton favourite, but I think Ace of Spades just wins this one. He won a really good race at Aintree on his reappearance. The third's won next time and then chased home an improver. And there was a lot of promise in his fourth at Haydock in the stayers handicap last time. He just looked a bit tap for toe in a race where the leaders just sort of quickened away from him. He's won on the old course at Cheltenham. The new course obviously slightly different, but it should actually play more into the hands of his waiting nature. And the stiff finish will be a lot better than Haydock last time. So, yeah, Ace of Spades for me, James.
Ace of Spades for Harry. And just before we go, Harry, anything else at Cheltenham take your eye on New Year's Day? Obviously, Regent Stroll is one of the big talking horses of the day.
Yeah, Regent Stroll has obviously been a horse that's grabbed a lot of headlines. He's come second in the Grade 1 last season. I didn't actually like the look of him behind Wendigo in the John Frankham. I know he pulled really hard, but he just didn't look like a horse who was appreciating fences. And I don't think a defeat of Jericho de Rapine means anything, really, over 2 mile 4. There's every chance he could just be better than this lot. Califone Vol was a horse I really liked last season in opposition, and I was a bit disappointing with him by how far he got beat by 6 Mile Bridge last time over this course and distance. Whether he's good enough, I'm not sure, but I wouldn't be jumping in to take 11-10 about Regent Strong.
Okay. We will be back after this short break to head north of the border to Musselburgh. Okay, on to part two of the show. We are heading to Musselburgh for two live ITV races, starting with the 140, the Virgin Bet, a good bet, Hogmanay handicap hurdle. Whereas the Paul Nicholls trained Far Soul at 7-2, market leader Wise Eagle and Moonbow at 9-2, Smoke Ring in the Dark at 5-1, Shanroy Point at 15-2, Serious Chat 9-1, Bold Light 11-1, Bellamigo 14s, and Heart Above 18s. Now, this race is your money back second and third with Unibet at Musselburgh on from 9 a.m. So if you have a bet in the race, your selection finishes in the placings, do not worry. You'll get your money back as a free bet. But hopefully, Johnny, you've got a winner for us anyway. What is it?
Well, I wouldn't be confident on this, but I think he's worth a chance here. He won at Kelso back in March and he was my selection on that day. He's had a couple of runs, well, three runs since then, and he's now just £1 above what he won off at Kelso. And he's got a different claimer on board this day, and Alan Doyle. And the horse is Bold Light for Lucinda Russell, Michael Scudamore. He's had a couple of runs this season. You'd expect him to be fit now and ready to go for this race. The conditions look right for him. He's clearly good in Scotland. So why not give him a chance? He looks too big a price based on the fact that he's only £1 higher. Okay, the claimer last time took us seven, this time it's three. But he's near enough a winning mark and he should give a good run for a good account of himself here. I'd like to see him running a big race.
11-1, Bold Light. Do you agree or disagree, Harry?
Well, I'm going to be taking on the favourite. Vassal is one of them horses. He just always flatters to deceive. But the horse I think is going to win this is the top weight Wise Eagle. Obviously, people will probably know him best for being a talented stayer on the flat. And he's actually got a good affinity with Musselburgh. He's won 4 of his 6 starts there on the flat. And his only start over hurdles there saw him win by 23 lengths. He shaped really well over two mile in his only handicap start over hurdles in a good little race at Kelso in February. And he's had wind surgery and then a prep on the flat in preparation for this run. He just loves Musselburgh. I think 2 mile four over hurdles should suit him really well, and he'll be suited by the drying ground.
Okay, let's move on to the second race we'll be looking at there. This is the 2:15 at Musselburgh, the Virgin Bet Old Reiki Handicap Chase, where at the top of the betting is 2-1, the Kaluki Kid, Jet to Vegas, 100-30, Insurrection at 6-1, again for the Paul Nichols team, Inox Allen 15-2, Rackham and Breeze River 10-1, Tommy's Oscar at 12s, along with Melistic and Blue de Fern as 25-1. Harry, what do you like in the second at Musselburgh?
Yeah, I think this is a race that will really suit the Kaluki Kid, James. Although he finished last of four on his reappearance, that was a really, really good race with Resplendent Grey, Handstands, Hollygrove Char-Char, who was a grade two win over hurdles. So, and he was far from disgraced, finishing just four lengths behind them on a day where he just looked like he needed it. He just faded after the last. He was really progressive in his first stint over fences. He actually beat Saint Segal over this course and distance in February. I don't think he's handicapped out of things, and I think he's still got a lot more improvement to come.
Yeah, there's no need to mention Saint Segal getting beaten, Harry. That's a scar that you've opened up. There was no need for that, is there, Johnny? And what do you like here?
I thought it looked a pretty competitive race, and one I'm not interested in having a bet in. For all, there's definitely, you could argue value for a number of the runners in there. I don't, you know, I've had an Ox Allen in my tracker, but he went and won at Perth in April, got put up quite a bit by the handicap, and I wouldn't necessarily want to be backing him now. But, you know, you can make a case for Tommy's Oscar as a top weight. You can make a case for Melistic, but I don't, it's not a race I want to bet. You can make a case for so many of them. I'd rather sit and watch in what's likely to actually be quite a good affair.
Okay, Johnny, you're not going to have your selection there, but we know you deal with all the Irish stuff. You're one of our leading rating post handicappers. So you are going to give us something at Fairy House, aren't you?
I will do. We'll start by quickly spinning to Tremor on New Year's Day, where you've got the grade three chase. Willie Mullins sends four, I think it is. And Paul Townend is going there, not Fairy House, and he's on Champ. Kylie obviously came down in the race. The Affidale Fully, the Savills chase, he slipped up and then came down at the third, I think it was, or the fourth. And he's obviously got no issues. They're sending him to Tremor to try and make amends. So you'd expect him to run a big race. And there's some good racing elsewhere on the card. But the better action definitely comes from Fairy House. The juvenile hurdle, the mare's hurdle definitely looks one to look out for. You've got the Highland Crystal, who's a good winner at Newbury running, but Jack Kennedy's actually on a Willie Mullins horse, not the Gordon Elliott horse, which is definitely interesting, although that is a Jiggenstown one for Willie Mullins. And then you've got the big one at, what is it? The big one is at 2:45. You've got the Grade 3 chase. Dino Blue is running again. Against Bioluminescence, but you'd be surprised if Dino Blue's beaten her. She's obviously the best mare over the fences over the last couple of years. She should be winning. And then again, in the 3:15, for all Mark Walsh has managed to get himself off my Christmas card year list, he could start the year in good fashion for me. And I'd expect Cade Dothy to win. He was not beaten far behind Kitzbühel when last seen. He obviously ran very well winning the novice chase at Kempton on Boxing Day, I think it was. And he goes again there. Again, some good horses, but I'd expect Kay Dothy to be far too good for the rest of them.
Thank you very much, Johnny. We will be looking now at the Saturday's action and a really good card at Sandown after this quick word from our sponsors.
Want betting on the horses to be anything but flat? With an app that impresses every time out. You're on. Want to watch live streaming of races in the UK, Ireland and around the globe? And get a chance to win even bigger with 3 uni boosts every day on any horses you want. Unibet, you're on.
Okay, just before we go on to our best bets, we've got to look at Saturday's card at Sandown. A really good day, led, of course, by the Unibet Veterans Handicap at 305, the big highlight of the season for the older horse is worth £100,000 to the winner. Gustavian's in there. Lemilos, we're still at the entry stage, and we'll just see what the boys fancy about that. But before we do, Harry, how great is the 12:05 at Sandown? This is the Watch the Unibet Racing Postcast Maiden Hurdle. How brilliant is that? Talk us through what potentially has caught your eye at the entry stage at Sandown this weekend.
Yeah, if we start with the big one, the series final for the Stayers, veteran Stayers, this screams of a plan for the Skeltons. We know he's all about the money for his first trainer's title. And Lemelos, he's just caught my eye this season. Like, I felt like he needed his return at Aintree, even though he was sent off favourite. And then he's running without his cheek pieces twice, which is the headgear he usually performs best in. He's actually dropped to the same mark as when he won a qualifier for this event at Fakenham on good ground. He's got a good record at Sandown. He's 2 from 3 there, as well as a 7th in the Bet365 Gold Cup. I expect the cheek pieces will be back on. And if they are, I think Lemelos will win.
Okay, Lemelos is Johnny, Harry's fancy there. And what's yours, Johnny?
Thanks, James. I thought the 225, the mare's listed hurdle, looked quite a good race. Jubilee Alpha, disappointing at Cheltenham last time. But this looks not the hottest race, not a bad race, but it doesn't look the strongest. And I think she'll get back on track here, get back to winning ways and be too good for the rest. And then the 335, the handicap hurdle. Go Dante in there, becoming a bit of a course specialist at Sandown. He has gone up £4 for his win last time. But when we talk about horses for courses, it's a cliche, but a lot of the time it is true. You look at Doc picked me at Doncaster the other week winning that good chase. You see it would go down to Sandown. He should run very well again for Ollie Murphy.
Yeah, there are definitely a few Sandown specialists in that final race on Sandown's card. But there's one who caught my eye, and it's trained by Warren Grochick, and that's All In You. I thought he was a huge eye catcher at Ascot last time. He got beat ahead by Dance and Glance, but he was miles behind. He actually ran the final 3 furlongs, 0.81 seconds, which is about 4 lengths quicker than the winner. So he's absolutely flashing home from an unpromising position. He's going to relish the sand downhill, and I think he's well handicapped.
Okay, well, do make sure to keep an eye on all of Saturday's action at Sandown. As we say, really good card. Well done to Unibet and all involved for their sponsorship and support of those older horses, which we absolutely need in the jumps game. So great to see them all on the weekend. So we look forward to that. As we look forward, boys, to your naps, we're going to do the declared runners on New Year's Day if we can. Harry, the best bet from you is?
We're going to go to Musselburgh for the 140, and that is Wise Eagle. He's a Musselburgh specialist, is unexposed over 2 mile 4 over hurdles, and could have plenty more to offer in this sphere.
Okay, and Johnny?
We're going to go to the home of jumps racing, Cheltenham Racecourse. It's going to be Love of Namor in a 310 for Robbie Llewellyn and Charlie Price, hopefully a bit of a price.
Okay, and I'm going to go for Mashantu in the 3.10. Just feel that if this horse goes back to his form shown at Cheltenham earlier this season, he will be simply too good. So Mashantu for me in the 3.10 at Cheltenham. Okay, thank you very much to Racing Post handicapper Johnny Pearson and Harry Wilson for their tips and insight. Best of luck to you, and best luck to you watching at home. As ever, if you are a fan of the show, do make sure to rate, review and subscribe, because we will be back for so much more in 2026, including our show next Thursday, previewing all the action, including Warwick's Classic Chase, one of the big jump handicaps at the start of the year. As always, though, do have a very happy new year from all of us at Racing Post and the Racing Postcast, as well as Unibet. Have a great day. Best luck for your selections. Goodbye. And of course, gamble responsibly.